All right, listen, we're going to talk about tariffs. I know we talked about it. Y'all talked about it some yesterday. I wasn't here. So today's the Phil Williams flavor. But I want to take it down a road that is slightly different. I'm going to start off with what I would call the underpinnings or the philosophical approach to the argument. You may be looking at this and going, oh my gosh, I don't know. I mean, the market's taking a hit. Yes, it is. The market instability is causing a potential for price fluctuation. Yes, it is. Some of our allies are even mad. They're our allies. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Yeah, I get it. It's real. Here's the perspective that I want to offer. All right. Do you trust the guy in charge? I think it's where you have to start. Do you trust the guy in charge? And that alone will help guide where we go next. Now, is it always possible that it could wind up being a bust and we misplace trust? Certainly it could, but you know what? We have no reason to believe that right now. We don't. What we do know is the very first question is, do you trust the guy in charge? And that would be Donald Trump and the team that he's put in place for all this. The vast majority of America voted for Donald Trump. The electoral vote, the popular vote, both. All the swing states. Were there a lot of non-Trump voters? Of course there were, but there were an overwhelming number of Trump supporters in the election. We voted for this. We didn't vote for this simply because we'll just roll the dice. We can't have Biden. Maybe there were some anti-Biden votes, but a lot of what we had were people who trusted Trump to get the job done on everything. They trusted Trump on the border. They trusted Trump on energy. They trusted Trump on foreign policy. They trusted Trump on the military. They trusted him on the economy. And the economy includes international trade relations, and international trade relations, by its very nature, incorporates some aspect of foreign policy. And the American foreign policy that we're in right now could easily be defined simply as America first. That's what we voted for. You heard him say it when he ran, and he's doing it now that he's in office. Why? Because he said he would, and because we trusted him. So here's the thing. I'm not heavily invested in the market. I'm not heavily leveraged on, you know, things that the market instabilities could create problems for. So if I'm saying this and you're thinking, Phil, that's fine for you. You just don't have the 401k I do. I get it. Then you know what? Sell short and buy again later if you want to. But I'd say ride it for right now. And why do I say that? In part because you have to ask the question, do we trust the guy who's in charge? And if we trusted him just a few months ago, why would that change when he does exactly what we voted for him to do? When he said he was going to make America great again, when he said he was going to come at it with a standpoint of America first, well, that's where we are. And that's what he's doing. We're going to talk about the tariffs in detail, but let me offer one more perspective. Even if you didn't vote for him, even if you voted for him because you're an anti-Biden vote and not a pure Trump vote, even if you weren't all in on everything he said about the economy, I have to ask you this. Are you really of the mind that the guy who made billions of dollars by making economic and strategic decisions that were long-term in their capacity, are you really saying that the guy who did that throughout his entire life, who is now 78 years old and has already been president once and drove the economy in the right direction when he was, are you really going to tell me that the guy who knows how to make billions of dollars and make hard decisions and push people to do things that they wouldn't have done on their own if he hadn't have pushed, are you going to tell me this guy is just acting willy-nilly and it's all wrong? And that does not match reality, because see, that's the way we have to argue this. When the left tells you this is scary and you don't understand and it's and market instabilities and these are our allies and stuff and things and hand-wringing and wow, well, then the answer to that is, number one, I voted for this guy because I trust him. And number two, return their question with a question. Ask them flat out, are you telling me that you think that the guy who made a career of making billions and billions of dollars by making long-term strategic financial decisions suddenly lost the capacity to do that, despite the fact that he has not only got that capacity, but he's also surrounded himself with smart people who know how to help implement these decisions? Like, nobody is going to be able to say, Mr. President, we can't do that. Well, it says it's Trump and he can do whatever he wants to do because he's a dictator. Shut up. That's histrionics. We don't deal in histrionics. What we deal with is in realities. And the reality is tariffs are in place now. We voted for the guy who said he was going to put America first in trade. He's done that. And I believe that the guy who made a career out of being a multi-billionaire because he knows how to make long-term strategic decisions and see things that other people can't see and then get them to do it with him is probably going to do a good job again. There's that. Let's go ahead and take a break right now. We'll come right back, and I'm going to jump on in. And I got some audio for you, which I don't think we listened to earlier in the week, but we'll play it now. Caroline Leavitt talking about what those other countries, have, oh, by the way, have been doing to us, and nobody said boo about it until now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Chris from Sterrett, Alabama says, Phil, great monologue. Thank you. Says, almost as good as JP. So, there you go. Said, I think he may have some rollover points from yesterday. Oh, nice.
Well, I think our minds think alike because, I mean, the whole part of do you trust Trump or not was like the main, you know, driving point in my monologue yesterday. It's like Republicans are like, oh, Doge and all that's good. But the tariffs are like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Let's slow down. You know, yeah. It seems a bit funny to me, but.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, we like great minds.
Exactly.
David from Bucky's says, Phil, if they say, Mr. President, you can't do that, my response is, then when do you suggest that will work? Or then what do you suggest that will work? That's a great point. Yeah, so are we gonna continue believing that doing nothing will make things fine? I've got a soundbite here. Before we jump into the details, the nitty-gritty of these tariffs, because there are some details, and yes, the market has been, like I'll tell you this real quick. I got a piece from Daily Wire. Dateline yesterday. Stocks tumbled in the opening hours on Thursday after President Donald Trump slapped tariffs on nearly every country across the globe. So the S&P went into its worst day ever since September of 2022. So its worst day in, what, 2.5 years? Anyway. Okay. Its worst day in 24 months.
Great
okay.
For the reference.
Okay. With a 4% drop after the opening bell, while the Dow Jones plunged 4%. CNBC reported the NASDAQ composite fell 5%. Shares of large American companies were down, with Amazon and Apple dropping more than 8%, and Tesla falling 7% as of Thursday morning. And then it talks about the globals. Europe's, Germany's down more than 2%. Japan's Nikkei was down 2.25, or dropped nearly 3%, I mean. And then you got Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick literally saying to folks, the markets are going to do extremely well over the medium and the long term. The Trump administration is not saying the short term won't have some volatility, and they expect that. They expect it. They expect it. The question is, are we going to trust the guy? So do I have time still for this sound clip? I think I do. Let's take a look, though, at what we've been dealing with. So it's a little bit of a two-sided issue here. Number one is, why should we continue to be treated like this? And number two is, what is best for America? So here's the why should we continue to be treated like this part. This is Caroline Leavitt at a recent press conference addressing the issue of these tariffs. Go ahead.
Look at the unfair trade practices that we have. 50% from the European Union on American dairy. You have a 700% tariff from Japan on American rice. You have a 100% tariff from India on American agricultural products. You have nearly a 300% tariff from Canada on American butter and American cheese. This makes it virtually impossible for American products to be imported into these markets, and it has put a lot of Americans out of business and out of work over the past several decades. So it's time for reciprocity, and it's time for a president to take historic change to do what's right for the American people, and that's going to take place. Look at the unfair trade practices.
Yeah, there you go. So, and she said at the end, it's going to take a little time, but look at what we've been dealing with. I mean, these are being styled, by the way, as reciprocal tariffs. Some are arguing they're not entirely reciprocal, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes, that they're more along the lines of dealing with our trade imbalance. But why? So for those who wring their hands and say Canada's our friend, well, that's fine, Canada. But why do you have that super tariff on all our butter and dairy? What the heck? How about this? Japan is our friend. Yes, they certainly are. We just had a great meeting between Secretary of Defense Hegseth and the Russian, Japanese defense minister just the other day. We're talking about really beefing up our presence there and equipping them for next generation joint operations in the region because of China. At the same time, 700% tariff on American rice while not, really doing anything but taking care of themselves. So part of this tariff discussion is not just do you trust Trump? It's also what has been done to us over the years. And why is that allowed? Why is that okay? I'll be honest with you. I didn't know we had a 700% tariff on American rice. Dadgum. What does that do to the price? I mean, when you send it over there, well, no one wants to buy it, so we don't send it. Why? The end result is a huge trade imbalance. They get to export theirs to us, and it protects their farmers. In the meantime, we've got our guys growing rice and hoping they can find somebody else to buy it. 700% tariff. Why is that okay? It's not. Now, the other piece of this is what's going to happen? Well, I told you the stocks tumbled. Yes, they did. Story here from Daily Wire also points out that Caroline Leavitt further said in a different one that they should trust President's economic formula. He said to everyone on Wall Street this morning, I say trust President Trump. This is a president who's doubling down on his proven economic formula. And she points out, and here's the other piece of this. You've got history. You've got history. We are not fighting a total unknown here. Because Trump had an energy boom, inflation went down, wages increased, we had the largest tax cuts in history. He does understand a little something about economics and how to drive them in the right direction. Stand by because more's coming. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on a Friday afternoon. And we're going to get you all the way to go home time. So stand by. Get a few text messages and keep those current. Victor from Huntsville says, Phil, 3 to 4 years ago, the Biden administration told us inflation from money printing was transitory. Inflation is not transitory as it continues to build like compound interest. What Trump is doing is truly transitory. He's changing U.S. financial standing within the world. He's making America great again. Victor in Huntsville. Victor, great text. What you got, man?
The only long-term thinking Biden had was long-term suffering for America, it seemed like.
Wow, put that on a bumper sticker. That was good.
Everything was short-term, and yeah, kick the can down the road as long as you can.
Yeah. Yep, and disrupt the markets because that's what we do. It's all about agendas, not about what's actually fiscally responsible. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And I was going to say something else on that now, and I've forgotten what it was. Darn it. Linda from Florence says, all we have to remember that we didn't get our country in this shape overnight, and it won't be fixed that quickly. Have patience. Continue to pray. Thank you, Linda. Bert from Owens Crossroads again. He says, just remember that Biden had the S&P go down almost 20% in 2022. Yes, he did. Biden destroyed the markets for a period of time, just literally destroyed them. Now, the markets will self-correct if the government will get out of the way, but Biden continued to get in the way on a regular basis. I know what I was going to say a minute ago. It was not so long ago that I think it was Hillary Clinton during the Obama-Biden administration was talking about tariffs as if they were the greatest thing in the world because they assisted in foreign policy. And so I need to find that clip.
There's a Chuck Schumer clip from 1990-something of him talking on the House floor about tariffs and how it's needed. And there's another one of Pelosi in the 90s as well. It's like...
Did you play those yesterday?
I did not. I didn't even see him. I think Elon retweeted them last night is where
see
I saw it.
See if you can find those. We might want to play them today. Yeah. Marcus from Huntsville says, if you have cancer, does the doctor cut out most of the cancer and hope for the best? No. The doctor takes all the cancer and some of the good tissue needs to be sacrificed to prevent the damage from spreading throughout the body. It's called the margins. That's right. It is called the margins. Doge and Trump are ripping out the economic cancer in our government and plaguing our nation. Unfortunately, there will be pain. There may be some good government programs that suffer and there'll be healing processes to follow. Good analogy, Marcus. Thank you. Dave from Capshaw says, if tariffs don't work, why do other countries tariff us? Point well made, sir. Darn, that was just common sense. Give that man some applause. He deserves it. That was Read it for you again. If tariffs don't work, why do other countries tariff us? There you go. Why not? Mark, Dave from Capshaw, thank you. And then John from Huntsville says, Phil, I think Trump's tariffs are doing what they're supposed to do because I just looked at the Canadian stock market. They're crashing today, and the Chinese market's also way down, but not quite as bad as Canada. Wow. Did you find those audio clips? Are they? How long are they?
So the Chuck Schumer one's a minute 50, but I have it.
And is it directly on point?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I'm going to hold my other notes. Let's play the Chuck Schumer. What year is this from?
So this is 1996.
1996?
Yes.
Wow. Did Chucky look a little younger back then, I guess?
Oh, excuse me. Hold on. Let me look. This is not the... Sorry. Spoke too soon. Let me find the correct one.
Oh, okay, rats. Now I got the audience all teased.
I will find it, though.
All right. While he's doing that, let me just say there's an article on Fox that came out a day and a half ago. And the headline is, which countries impose the highest tariffs on the U.S.? You might guess. Which one do you think? How about China? Oh, you mean the one that doesn't like us? How about the European Union? Oh, you mean the one that really does need us? And then Canada. You mean our neighbor to the north? The three highest batches of tariffs. And if you took it in 15s, the Trump administration actually calls what the group is the Dirty 15. The Dirty 15 are the 15 nations with the largest trade deficit with the U.S. But the White House also flagged what it describes as unfair trading practices, to include the Beijing trade war, because we do have problems with Beijing, our near-peer adversary on the world stage, China. When the first-term President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on $50 billion of Chinese goods, Beijing responded by slapping reciprocal tariffs on 106 U.S. products worth $50 billion. So our biggest trade imbalance slash tariff endurance is with them. But then you've got the European Union. These are supposed to be our friends. These are our allies. These are the ones we're saving from the Russian bear. And the European Union, Trump has indeed put a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum imports, directly hits them. But right now, we've got a situation where some of the highest tariffs that we endure come from the European Union, and then you got Canada. Canada. I mean, it's got... This article says it's a 300% tariff on American butter and cheese. Wow. Did you find that clip?
Yeah, so I got a Nancy Pelosi clip of her talking about tariffs. The Chuck Schumer one was about voter ID, but here's this. I got one of Nancy Pelosi from 1996 talking about how tariffs are a good thing.
Play it. How long does it last?
That's about 2 minutes, so you stop it whenever you want.
All right, play it.
I'd like to call the attention of our colleagues to this chart on the status quo that the business community is asking each and every one of you to each and every one of us to endorse today. Right now, we have a $34 billion trade deficit with China, the 1995 figure. It will be over $40 billion for 1996. Since the Tiananmen Square massacre, this figure has increased 1,000%, from $3.5 billion then to about $34 billion now. In terms of tariffs, I think it's interesting to note that the average U.S. MFN tariff on Chinese goods coming into the United States is 2%, whereas the average Chinese MFN tariff on U.S. goods going into China is 35%. Is that reciprocal? On exports, China only allows certain industries into China, of U.S. Industries into China, and therefore only 2% of U.S. exports are allowed into China. On the other hand, the U.S. allows China to flood our markets with a third of their exports, and that'll probably go over 40%, and it's limitless because we have not placed any restriction. In terms of jobs, this is the biggest and cruelest hoax of all. Not only do we not have market access, not only do they have prohibitive tariffs, not only are our exports not let in very specifically, but China benefits with at least 10 million jobs from U.S.-China trade. The president in his statement requesting this special waiver said that China trade supports 170,000 jobs in the United States.
All right, stop it there. Is it just me, or does Nancy Pelosi sound like she's a lot more energized back then?
Yeah, she looks a lot younger too.
Yeah. And what year was that?
1996.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, Bush administration, I think, wasn't it?
Yep.
So we're looking at Nancy Pelosi right there, touting the fact that trade imbalances have to be dealt with, and that China too often maintains the upper hand with us in the trade wars, and they benefit from it to our expense.
Yep.
Wow.
It's crazy. Look at what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Completely. Look, the bottom line is this, you guys. These tariffs are in effect. And here's a couple things to think about. Number one, you've got an article here from Daily Signal, Dateline yesterday. European leaders are asking for negotiations on tariffs. Oh, really? Oh, you mean they want to talk about this? Okay, how about that? You got UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer calling for negotiations. You got Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announcing a plan to pour 14 billion euros into the Spanish economy to mitigate damages and potentially talking about negotiations. You got other European leaders. Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, said, "We're now preparing for further countermeasures to protect our interests if our negotiations fail." What they're saying is, okay, we'll talk about this. We'll talk about it. You're going to do it? You're really going to do it? Okay, we'll talk about it. How about this? Where'd the other one go? I had one on Mexico. I know it's in my stack here somewhere. But Mexico has now asked for an opportunity to discuss what's happening with tariffs. Look, the end result is this. We have a president right now who is actually acting in our interests alone and not the interests of those else on the world stage. And that right there should give people pause. We've actually got a president who is acting in our best interest as opposed to just, hey, how do we make you happy, other countries? Well, we'll watch and see where it goes. I do expect that there will be some market volatility. I do expect that there will be some lashing out by some countries who have enough fiscal strength to be able to do that. I also expect, though, that here's what's going to happen. I think that within 30 days, you're going to see markets stabilizing under their new realities. You're going to see American companies suddenly having the ability to increase production because they know that the goods will not be their goods will not be saturated by foreign goods. I think you're also going to see prices stabilize pretty quickly. And then I think you're going to see some of these foreign countries who don't have the fiscal strength that we have coming to the table going, look, can we talk about this, please? Can we? We'll lower our tariffs. How far will you lower them? Well, we'll how about we cut them in half? No, how about you drop them all together? And some are going to drop it all together. Some are going to go for free and fair trade. And they're going to be worried because they're going to know and understand that, like Japan, 700% tariff on Japanese or on American imported rice. Let's say they drop the tariff. Is it going to hurt the Japanese farmer? Probably at first. And then what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to do a buy Japanese program. They're going to have to put their effort into promoting why you should buy this brand over that brand. Oh, you mean the market, the free market, the actual market? That's right. Is our rice better? I don't know. But how about you go work the market? Just quit subsidizing everything. And that's what this technically is. All right. That's enough of that. I did have something that I might come back and explain after the break about the description of these. Are they reciprocal or are they not? I'll tell you about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, we got new merchandise in the merch store. Just saying, brand new. It's going to go up. I don't think it's gone up on the website yet, has it? No, it hasn't. But we just got a new batch of shirts in. I like this one because on the front, it says Right Side Media Bulletproof Influence. On the back, it has the history of the American flag in vivid color. It's a good shirt, too. So we'll have that one up on the merch store pretty soon. If you want to check out the other stuff going on at the merchandise store at rightsidemedia.org, please do. We got the hats, we got the cups, we got the coffee mugs, we got the T-shirts, and we got the Bulletproof Influence bench shot glasses. I love those things. It's a highball glass with the engraved logo of Right Side Media Bulletproof Influence and an embedded, this is so cool, an embedded 308 round in the side of the glass. It's just way cool. Check them out. All of it's on rightsidemedia.org on the shop tab at the merchandise store. You order it, Natalie gets it out to you right away. So jump on in where you can and hang on. Several texts, but I knew this would happen. I knew this would happen.
You know, after you said it, I think we both said, we thought, wait, is that?
We did.
Yeah.
I said, that was back during the Bush administration, wasn't it? And my first thought was, or was it Clinton?
Yep.
And sure enough, all the people that love to correct.
Yeah.
We'll see what we got. Barry from Huntsville. 1996, Clinton was president. Barry, Huntsville. Thank you. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Barry. Jenkins from Sneed says, on tariffs, how do we think it will affect people like me who bought our first houses in the post-2020 housing market? I'm not sure what you're asking me. Houses are not part of the tariffs. Your house is already built. So I don't know what you mean unless you're telling me that you have a mortgage now and everything is harder because you have that payment you're trying to make and you're afraid prices are going to go up. So, Jenkins, if you want to give me a little more detail on what you're concerned about, I'll do the best I can to elucidate on the matter. But what I'm thinking right now is if we import the lumber, if we import the building materials, if we import the fixtures, and you're building a house right now, then it's possible there could be a tariffed piece that goes into your house that could be more expensive. But I'm not sure how it affects you if your house is already there and you're already living in it. Devin from Brownsboro, everybody upset with the tariffs need to sit back, take a breather, and trust the process. President Trump has proven he can deliver results. I, for one, rest easy at night knowing we have a president who has my best interests in mind and is making them a priority. And for God's sakes, Devin says, stop listening to what the mainstream media is saying. Trump could cure cancer, and they would claim he's cutting jobs at cancer research clinics. Wow.
He's right.
Devin, thank you very much. And then Rick from Huntsville, if I understood you correctly.
Corrected you on the.
You said 1996 was the Bush administration. I believe that was the Clinton administration. Yes. By the way, you spelled Bush wrong, Rick. Thank you very much.
Well, it's like when I did my first ever monologue, when I filled in for the Yaffe program, I, in passing, mentioned that RFK Sr. was JFK's Secretary of State when he was actually his Attorney General.
Attorney General.
Completely not even like important in the point of my monologue, and the amount of people correcting that. It's like, you guys listen to anything else that I said?
Or was Come that on, people. Hey, by the way, one thing on these tariffs that I didn't get to, and I'll just close out with this, is there's debate right now, like this is really what matters. I mean, this article is, by the way, this is even from Daily Wire, which is a conservative venue, right? They are a conservative outlet. President Trump has labeled his tariffs as reciprocal, but the tariffs appear to be based on the United States trade deficit divided by imports, not based on what the other country's tariffs on U.S. goods are. Okay. What's your point? I don't understand. At that point, we're just literally parsing the details. Is it necessary to... Listen, the end result is this. They tariff us. He is, in reciprocal fashion, tariffing them. If you're saying it's not a dollar-for-dollar tariff, that way it can't be called reciprocal, then call it something else if you want to. But here's the thing. You do unto us, and we may wind up doing unto you. Just keep that in mind. That's where we are. All right, we got plenty on tap, and don't forget, it's Fri-yay afternoon, so coming up here in about a minute, if we take this break, we'll jump right back in. It'll be some JP on sports. I mean, is there anything happening in the sports world right now? Is there anything worth talking about?
Well, you know,
I look at it and go, wow, JP.
We got the Masters next week. We got baseball going on. Is there something I'm missing?
Something about a Final Four?
Yeah.
War Eagle?
So. Yeah. I mean, Duke's in the Final Four. Yeah, Houston. Yeah.
Say it. Say it.
I can't think of who else is in
Say
the Final
it.
Four. I can't think of it at the top of my head.
JP.
Oh, you're talking about the
JP, you work here.
It's the school Say it. The school down south, Auburn.
Say
yeah.
it. Thank yeah. you very much. Allen, yeah. There you go.
I guess.
Hey, about this. Auburn wins the game. You gonna say War Eagle?
No.
Come on. Can't. Auburn wins the game, you gotta say War Eagle.
Nope.
Come on.
I won't do it.
Everybody out there thinks he ought to say War Eagle.
Would you say Roll Tide if the roles were reversed?
It's a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical.
I can't
yeah.
even go there now. You know what? Right. I would.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
Sure.
I would. What do you think of that? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up, JP on sports.